Time for Local Musician of the Week. I welcome Stuart Wills live into the studio right now. What you need to be doing this hour whilst you're listening to Stuart is getting online, checking out his MySpace page, myspace.com/Stuart Wills. There you can follow links as well to Stuart's official webpage, www.stuartwills.com. Stuart, absolute pleasure to have you here in the studio, mate.
It's good to be here.
Excellent. I feel like I've been talking about you or seeing your name and mentioning your name a lot in the past year. And lots of people have recommended you to me as well. He said, you've got to get Stuart in on the show. He's absolutely fantastic. It's taken this long to get round to it. So I do apologise to you on that one. But very, very excited to hear what you have to offer us this hour. No pressure.
Excellent. Okay.
Obviously, it's all ahead of a big gig that's coming up at the Picture House tomorrow night too, where Stuart will be playing live as well. We've got a couple of tracks from the CD. We've got a couple of live tracks from Stuart. We've got some of his influences to play for you this hour too. It's all on the way after Tommy Sparks and this. Tommy Sparks, She's Got Me Dancing, Local Musician of the Week, Stuart Wills, live in the studio with me right now. We've only heard, being a funny kind of bank holiday week, one track from Stuart so far. So first of all, Stuart, what I think we need to do is hear another one from you. You've brought me two CDs to start with, yeah. From your collection. Which one have you picked out? Which song have you picked? And a little kind of explanation as to why.
The song I picked is Watching the World Passing By, which is the title track from my my new album. The story behind that one is, the chorus is with my feet on the ground and my head in the clouds, because I'm a Virgo, so they'd say that's kind of like an earth sign, so but I also think I'm a bit of a dreamer as well, so hence the head in the clouds.
Okay.
And it's a bit like looking in from the outside on the situation as well. It's
okay.
Got a kind of vibe to it.
Fantastic. And kind of you mentioned to me as well when we were just giving it a quick listen before, bit of an Oasis feel to it as well.
That's right.
Check this one out then, Stuart Wills, Watching the World Passing By.
I've been living my life with a storm in my heart. I'm living my life with a storm in my heart. Do you know what it's like to be living with a storm in your heart? With a storm in your heart. Watching the world passing by, I'm living my life with a storm in my heart. If you ask me no questions, I will tell you no lies, 'cause you always had the answers right from the start. With my head in the clouds, watching the world passing by. I'm living my life with a storm in my heart. If you ask me no questions, I will tell you no lies. 'Cause you always had the answers right from the start.
Stuart Wills, Watching the World Passing By, taken from the album of the same name. Stuart, forgive me, was that your first album or the second album, that one?
That's my second record, that one.
So this is the current one. And that single particularly as well, if you go onto the MySpace page, myspace.com/Stuart Wills, there's a little blog entry on the MySpace page. Very interesting story behind that particular track too, which I quite frankly thought was amazing when I first read it. Just describe what it was to me.
Well, last year, I've got in contact with a management company up in Liverpool called Room 21, and they try and promote sort of new acts and get their music out there. And I was lucky enough; they chose one of my songs to be played at Anfield at half time, you know, to 46,000 people, and it got got played about 3 or 4 times, you know, at different matches. So that was a, you know, fantastic exposure for my music and my songs. Really.
Which is brilliant, because I provide a bit of music for Exeter Chiefs at the half times and before the games and stuff there. And all they kind of want is, which is absolutely nothing against it, is the music we play here on Extra FM. Not necessarily the local bands, but the playlist stuff and some classics and things. Let alone a Premiership game kind of doing that kind of thing. I think that's really, really good. And all credit to Liverpool particularly, not that I'm a fan of the team, but I think that's really, really good. I think that's excellent.
Yeah, it's
fantastic. And what a buzz. 45,000 people listening to the track.
It's proper, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's good. Because I suppose, really, like you said, you're influenced a lot by the kind of the Manchester bands, the Liverpool sound in particularly as well.
That's right.
So I suppose, hopefully, if anyone's going to be enjoying the music and kind of their ears are pricking up, it's possibly going to be those people who have been surrounded by that music all their
absolutely.
Life.
Absolutely. You got a really good reaction from people who got back to me, who heard it at the game. And also I think a thread started up on the Liverpool FC website as well, you know, people talking about the track and how much they enjoyed it. So that's really good feedback.
Yeah, brilliant. Spot on, mate. So let's get back to basics then, Stuart. How long really have you been playing the guitar? Because it's kind of quite a developed sound now, I would have thought.
I first picked up the guitar when I was about 14 years old, started playing then. I think it was after seeing bands like Guns N' Roses on the TV and that sort of thing. I thought, I want to have a go at that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I had a friend who was great on guitar as well, who showed me a few bits and pieces. From there, it's just developed on. I kind of started writing songs as soon as I picked up the guitar as well. So that's kind of developed alongside it as well.
And in terms of what we're going to see tomorrow night at the Picture House, obviously we know it's upstairs at the bar, which is a lovely kind of acoustic session.
Yeah.
You've brought your acoustic guitar along today. I've been in touch with you primarily yourself, whereas the track we just heard was a kind of a full band sound. So where are you sitting at the moment? Do you have a preference for either? Is perhaps the band a kind of a faux band that you've kind of put together on Pro Tools and stuff on the computer or what?
Yeah, well, those tracks were the full band sound. Those are the tracks that I wrote for my band. And I think we split up around about 2000. So I just wanted to get some of those tracks together and out there. Now I think my tastes are kind of I still love all that, like Manchester and Liverpool stuff, Stone Roses and Oasis and Lars, but it's kind of moved into more the singer-songwriter realm now, mainly because that's what I'm doing, you know, playing the acoustic guitar. So it's a lot of the American singer-songwriters and people like Nick Drake and John Martin. That's kind of where I am now with my songwriting.
We're going to get onto those influences a little bit later, because you've brought a whole CD full of some of your favourite artists and acts, so we'll make sure we get one of those on the air for you in a bit. We also want you to be playing live here in the studio too, Stuart. Perhaps that will come very, very shortly. It's on the way. Local musician of the week, Stuart Wills, with me live in the studio. We're about to hear a live track from Stuart. If you do like the sound of this, do remember he's playing tomorrow night at Exeter Picture House. It's the regular event which goes on a Thursday night. It's a really kind of nice little acoustic night. Candlelit tables, great kind of beer, and some fantastic local musicians there, Stuart. I think you've played there before, haven't you, on the Thursday night?
A few times now. Yeah, it's great. Really intimate sort of venue, and you know, you get crowd in there who just really want to hear the music, and
that's fantastic. It's not just developing a reputation now for kind of exciting films, the Picture House, the upstairs section of the bar. There's people going there who perhaps earlier on were going there to watch a film and just taking in the music beforehand, and perhaps kind of a few experiences of mine talking a little bit over the musicians.
Right.
It's just not happening anymore. People are generally going along for the music and really enjoying the music.
It's fantastic. I think it does a lot for the confidence of the artist as well, you know, to get out there and actually be heard by people rather than, you know, just being background music. I think it's great.
Any ideas who else is going to be there tomorrow night, Stuart? Because I'm not sure.
Nicky Swan's also playing.
Excellent. I know Nicky very well.
Yeah, I can't remember the other artists who are on the bill, actually.
Never mind. We know it's a good night of music, certainly. 8 o'clock, it kind of all kicks off. Stuart, you're sorted in your times and your slot tomorrow. When can we see you?
I'm not sure. I shall find out when I get there tomorrow what time I'm on.
Okay, no problem. No problem at all. Do make sure you go there. 8 o'clock. Free entry as well. Always pointing out. Always worth pointing out. At the Exeter Picture House tomorrow night to see Stuart Wills, local musician of the week. Stuart, you're about to play live in the studio, mate. Just introduce the song and what you're going to play.
This song's called The Times of Our Lives.
Take it away.
Don't know where I'm going or remember where I've been, so I'll just keep on drifting with the wind. And the rain keeps falling in my heart, but it doesn't wash the past away. Well, these days can bring you down. Times keep us strong. These are the times of our lives. Oh yeah, these are the times of our lives. Yeah, the times of our lives. Yeah, the times of our lives. Just keep on drifting. Well, these days can bring you down, yeah, these days can drag you down, but the good times keep us strong. These are the times of our lives, oh yeah, these are the times of our lives. You're the times of our lives. You're the times of our Well, these days can bring you down, good times keep us strong. These are the times of our lives. Yeah, these are the times of our lives. You're 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 the times of our lives.
Stuart Wills, live in the studio with his track Times of Our Lives, taken from the very same album as before, Watching the World Passing By. It's the second track on that one. Stunning, stunning stuff. Stuart, thank you very much indeed. Do like the sound of that guitar. There's something quite different in terms of the sound of that. It was really kind of quite a full kind of echoing sound, which I really appreciated. That was it did certainly sound different. As a non-musician myself, I could really notice the difference in the guitar that you've brought in this afternoon and this evening. Maybe there's a difference to that, maybe there isn't, I don't know. Is it just me?
It's a Dreadnought guitar. So it's got quite a big sound.
Yeah, fantastic. Sounded brilliant. Stuart, we'll get another live track from you very, very shortly as well, if we can. In terms of the releases that you've done then, Stuart, they are available on the MySpace page, myspace.com/Stuart Wills. Number one, first of all, you released The Cold Light of Day.
Yes.
Back in 2002. It says here, the recording was made during a single one-hour session using a stereo microphone. Is that the reason why you haven't brought it in for me, Stuart? Does it not sound very good?
It sounds... I have had a lot of positive feedback from the album. It's just... I think I'm a little bit of a perfectionist when I put tracks together.
Yeah.
That one was just because I just wanted to get in the studio and get something out. So, it's a little bit rough around the edges.
So is there a chance then, if you're pleased with the songs themselves, that you might actually revisit them at some point and re-record them in a better kind of quality at your studio?
Definitely.
And then currently, this one just released, the second album, Watching the World Passing By, a compilation of tracks recorded in your home studio now.
Yes.
So you've invested a little bit and you've got some proper equipment and stuff.
Yes.
Which is good. You can also, like I said, get hold of both of those on the MySpace page, myspace.com/Stuart Wills. You've also brought me in this nice looking CD, Vending Machine Heart. Just describe that one to me. Explain this one, because I'm not quite familiar with what's happened here.
The Vending Machine Heart. A friend of mine, Jason Aplin, he's a songwriter. He was in a band called Bennett back in the day. He had a track in the top 40 called Mum's Gone to Iceland.
Okay.
We just got talking because we both, we like some of the similar artists, like Elliot Smith and people like that, singer-songwriters. So we just decided we'd have a go at writing some songs. And we just got together and it worked out really well. We put together a five-track EP, which took us 5 years to put together, by the way.
Okay,
we were doing it on and off between our other projects and work and family and all this sort of thing. And we put it out, I think it was last year, and we had a couple of high-profile gigs off the back of it because Jason's quite well-connected and that sort of thing. So we played at London Arts Theatre, supporting an artist called Mindy Smith. And we played at Reading Arts Centre, supporting a Canadian band called Caribou.
So very much something that's still ongoing, or something that you've kind of hit the nail on the head.
Still ongoing. I kind of send him MP3 tracks, and he then writes to the music that I send him. So it's kind of a bit more intricate and finger picky than that last track I played.
Yeah.
We've got an offer to record at Radiohead's studio with their in-house producer, which we're hoping to take up that opportunity later on in the year.
Yeah.
Because I think it'd be too good to miss, really.
Absolutely, absolutely. Oh, fantastic. Oh, well, something else to look out for, certainly, then. I'm very much looking forward to playing and listening to those tracks as well, Stuart, because it was a nice surprise when you brought that one in for me. As I mentioned before, also Stuart has brought in a CD full of some of his favourite influences, some of which I just cannot wait to discuss and get to. It's on the way, plus more from Stuart himself. Local musician Stuart Wills is about to play another track live in the studio. Stuart, over to you, mate. Introduce the song.
This song is called On the Run.
Time is on the side, and I gotta run and hide. I'm always on the run from yesterday's. You're always catching up with me. Yeah, I'm always on the run. always on the run. Life is just a haze, and I'm the one who pays, 'cause I'm always on the run from yesterday's. You're always catching up with me. Yeah, I'm always on the run, I'm always on the run. And there's something deep, deep inside of me, and I don't think you will ever see. And there's something deep, deep inside my soul, and I don't think you will ever know. Na 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 na. From yesterday's, we're always catching up with me. Yeah, I'm always on the run, I'm always on the run.
Fantastic. On the run, Stuart Wills live here in the studio. It's just sounding brilliant, Stuart, honestly. Excellent. Love it. Love the sound. And I'm reverting back to that guitar again. I think I know what the difference is. Usually when the kind of singer-songwriters have come into the studio and played live before, it's very much kind of been the slower kind of the ballady stuff, yeah, perhaps, which they've come in and performed. But you're quite different to that because you like performing the more up-tempo tracks just yourself on the acoustic guitar, which I think is actually something quite different and perhaps another reason to go to the Picture House tomorrow.
I think because I was in a band, I think I try and make as much noise by myself as I did as a band. But I think it kind of works.
It does. It sounds fantastic. You can let us know what you think at home, please. Exeter 829173 on the phone. You can email studio@exeter.fm. You can text as well this evening. 07803 813303. Now, Stuart, I've got the CD that you've handed me when you first walked into the studio this evening. Loads and loads of great tracks on there. Lots and lots of great influences listed just on the MySpace page alone. MySpace.com/Stuart Wills to visit. Nirvana, Oasis, a couple of my absolute all-time favourites. James Taylor and Ryan Adams, I just love. Nick Drake too. John Lennon, The Verve, Coldplay, Paul Weller, Radiohead, Portishead. It goes on and on and on. One of the names which I was particularly keen to highlight as well, and a band which I've mentioned to bands and musicians that have been into the studio before and they've not been quite aware of them, who I absolutely love, Kings of Convenience.
Oh, I love Kings of Convenience.
They're a fantastic band, and I haven't really played anything of them yet here on the show, which I must do. Yeah. I'll try and squeeze that in perhaps tomorrow even. But yeah, brilliant. Certainly worth checking out that name, Kings of Convenience. I'm very glad, Stuart, that you're a fan of them too. In terms of the CD that you brought in, what's the song and what's the reason why you want to play this artist?
I think it's this artist is Howard Elliott Payne. He was a singer of a band called The Stands, and they kind of split up and he went solo, and he went off and recorded there. But I think he's been working on the demos for this for ages, and he eventually got to work with Ethan Johns, who's the producer for Kings Leon and people like that, and Ryan Adams. He actually got around to... The story goes that he sold a really nice guitar to fund his recording.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a Liverpool-based songwriter, and he's just brought out this album called Bright Light Ballads, which it was great to see. It went straight to number one on the iTunes folk chart and pretty high in the main one. And it's just great to see him having some success, and I think the songs are brilliant.
OK, give this one a listen. Pick of Stuart Wills, Come Down Easy by Howard Elliott Payne. I do always enjoy it when my local musicians, local bands bring in artists that perhaps I'm not quite too familiar with. Howard Elliott Payne, Come Down Easy. Stuart, really enjoyed that. Thank you very much indeed, buddy. It's always good to get those kind of recommendations. And speaking of recommendations, as mentioned at the kind of the beginning of the interview and previously on the show, your name was recommended to me a heck of a lot by kind of visiting local musicians as well. We mentioned Jules off air, who we're both a big fan of. She was certainly a big fan of yours, Stuart. In terms then of yourself, because you've been out and about playing live around here, have you got any suggestions your own of kind of local musicians, local bands that I should be looking out for getting into the studio to play live?
I can think of a couple of names. It's very difficult because there's so many great artists out there, so apologies if I don't mention your name. Kelly Cox is a fantastic singer-songwriter, plays piano, very soulful. Somebody who's really impressed me is a singer-songwriter called Vicky Hewitt from Exmouth Way.
Funny you should mention Vicky, and this isn't planned at all, but yep. She's going to be coming in next week, I hope.
Fantastic, that'd be a treat. And in terms of bands that I've seen that have really impressed me and blown me away, there's a band called Clay, who kind of do the post-rock thing, who are fantastic. And there's also the Weaver Twins from Stoke Gabriel Way, who are absolutely fantastic.
Okay.
And I don't know why they're not bigger than Beatles at the actually.
Okay.
Band.
Bigger than the Beatles, the Weaver Twins. Look out for them. I'm going to check those names out because some of those I'm not very familiar with, Stuart. So that's absolutely perfect. Spot on, buddy. Yeah. Look, we're running out of time. I want to get one more live track from you ahead of the gig at the Picture House tomorrow. So take it away.
Okay. I think this is a song that kind of brings together a lot of my influences. This one's called Soul Searching.
I know I can't change your mind, and I know there's nothing left here to find. So searching has left me cold, and the lies have already been told, and I got to work it out. Got to let it out. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I know you've changed in many ways. I know that feeling always stays. So searching has left me blind, and there's nothing left here to find. And I got to work it out, and I got to let it out. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now we build a wall around ourselves to stop the world from getting in. And everyone holds a piece of the puzzle. Everyone holds a part of the game. We all need something to cling to as we try and find our way. Yeah, we all need someone to cling to as we try and find our way. Find our way, find our way, find our way. Find our way, find our way, find our way to a brighter day. Find our way, find our way, find our way to a brighter day. We'll find a way, find a way, find a way to a brighter day. Yeah, we'll find a way, find a way, find a way to a brighter day.
Fantastic. Fantastic end to a fantastic hour here on Exit Selector. Stuart Wills, thank you very, very much indeed. If you did like the sound of that, do make sure you check out the Exeter Picture House tomorrow night. Stuart playing live there for free. Doors open at 8 o'clock. And do make sure you visit myspace.com/Stuart Wills or simply stuartwills.com online to go back and listen to more tracks from Stuart. It's been an absolute pleasure, mate. Please don't make yourself a stranger. I really, really love the sound of the guitar particularly. Taking nothing away from your voice. I'd love to get you back into the studio playing live again very, very soon, Stuart.
Excellent. Thank
it's
you.
Been a pleasure. Thank you much for bringing in the CDs. All the best for tomorrow.
Cheers. Thank you. Your local station 107.4.